Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I have you, Wayne, filling in for Kasim today. And our guest today is Ankit. So Ankit, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. I'm the Chief Brand Officer and co-founder of a supplement company called Avi. We started about 4 years ago. And I pretty much oversee everything creative, design, brand, messaging, anything that really falls under the brand scope of things.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for it? And also, what makes you better than your competition?
Yeah. So we've been working in the supplement space for a long time now, about 10 years. So the first startup I worked at was actually a sports nutrition startup. It was called Shreds. And it actually turned into a $150 million company, and I was one of the first employees hired there. So that's kind of where our attraction towards supplements came. And then from there, we did some agency work, worked with a bunch of different supplement brands, really learned what we wanted to do. And then collagen was trending about 4 years ago with the rise of Vital Proteins and a couple other brands. So we thought, you know, this is a market that has a lot of potential, and the products that were rolling out were very medicinal. They were flavorless, they were odorless, and they were kind of targeted towards an older demographic, and we wanted to change that. So we created a product with a better formula, more effective formula, a better taste, and something, nostalgic flavors that got people excited about kind of what we're marketing here. So something female targeted, beauty targeted, things that the products that were in the market at the time weren't doing.
Sure. So what was your biggest challenge when starting this company?
It was flipping the consumer's mindset. So the product itself for so long was pretty much taken as a powder that you put into your protein shakes or your smoothies or things like that. And it wasn't really a standalone product that you just take on its own, a collagen protein. We had to kind of change the consumer mindset to be like, okay, this is something you take on your own, and these are the benefits for it. It's not just an add-along product, but if you have a formula like our formula, you don't need all those other things that you're mixing it with currently. We have it all in here for you. So it was kind of changing that consumer mindset, and we noticed that kind of after we launched, all these other companies started doing the same thing. So it was definitely a challenge.
So what a typical day looks like for you right now?
Typical day. I wake up at 6 a.m. I go to the gym. I after the gym, I do a nice ice plunge every morning. I take a cold shower. And then before I go to work, I like to kind of just pace around my house and figure out what I'm going to do, because the second I walk into work, it's hectic. There's a lot of things going on. So I pace around my house. I figure out what I'm going to do all day. And then once I get to work, I'm still in the weeds. So as much as I'd like to hire a big team for myself, a design team, I'm so, how do I say, I have an OCD about how things should look and how we should portray this brand, where I most of the time take it upon myself, and I'm really bad at delegating. So for a long time, or for most of my day, I'm still down there designing, building the outlook of the brand. I'm also the head of product. So I'm constantly on the phone with manufacturers, doing R&D, trying to make sure that our stuff tastes good, stuff is good for you, make sure we have all the compliance checked out. So yeah, but I do have multiple meetings with my co-founders. We have an influencer marketing team here, salespeople. So I'm constantly in and out of meetings, but I usually leave the office around 7:30, 8 p.m. And then we do it all again.
Awesome. So in terms of finding manufacturers, like how have you been able to find the right manufacturers for your brand? Because I think that so many people struggle with finding, you know, like these right partners.
Starting a supplement company is not cheap. The purchase orders are actually, usually the minimum purchase orders are really, really expensive. Luckily, when we started, we had started with a manufacturer that was turnkey. They have these products that are more so they already have the ingredients. They're not ordering raw ingredients. So our formula now looks a lot different than it did when we first started. But when we first started, we were kind of looking for more of an affordable manufacturer where you can't do all the customizations that you would want to eventually. But that's kind of how you start. So we called a bunch of places, found out what was in our price range, and we went with one. Now we have about 6 or 7 manufacturers, and they're world-class manufacturers. So it's all about kind of building up to those things. You're not going to get to the top of the line manufacturers right in the beginning. You have to start with, you know, what's affordable and what makes sense for you, and make sure your marketing is able to support that. And then, once you have the dollars, you can go and upgrade to whoever you'd like.
So what is the role of technology in your business?
Technology. Wow. I mean, it's our entire business. we use, as far as the softwares that we use, obviously the design softwares and things like that. But other than that, like everything is run on Shopify. So we have so many Shopify apps. We have so many Shopify partners that we partner with. We use a company called TapCart to create our mobile app. And it's one of those things where everybody wants a mobile app, and back in the day you would need to go and get a developer and custom code this thing, and it was a big hassle. Now TapCart's made it really easy. They have a design builder inside their app, which is really intuitive. You can pretty much do whatever you want, and it pretty much takes your Shopify store and turns it into an app. And you can once you get your user base onto that app, you can send them notifications directly to their phone, which makes it super easy. You're not spending all that money on, you know, SMS and email. You can do this for free. So there's a lot of ways we use technology here at Avi.
Awesome. So are you using artificial intelligence or looking into AI? So many companies are finding use cases for it in their business.
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly tinkering with it. And I think it's an ever-growing, it's an ever-changing landscape. We don't really know where it's at right now. And today looks a lot different than it will tomorrow. Even last week, somebody had sent me on Twitter a photo shoot that they did with our products that was done completely in AI. And it looks better than some of our photography that we do in-house here. So I'm really excited to see kind of where it goes and how much easier it makes a lot of our jobs. Do I think AI is going to take over all of our jobs? No, I don't, because somebody still has to tell AI what to do. But everyone, I think, should be using, you know, some sort of AI in their daily life to make their job a lot easier, whether it's building copy through ChatGPT or using AI, 3D photo shoots and things of that nature. But I think it's got capabilities, and it's promising.
Do you look at there's other use cases for your customers to even use AI for your business, like even, you know, product recommendations or chatbots? Like if you look into that.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy how intuitive some of the chatbots are now for AI. You can't even tell that it's a chatbot anymore with how intuitive they are with the responses. It's very human-like.
Sure. So what is the definition of success for you?
Definition for success for me, it's not money. It's more so freedom. And I understand that it takes money to build freedom, but I think it's just more of that thing that you need to get to where you want to be. I want to be able to take vacations. And if I want to extend my trip for 3 days, I don't want to have to call somebody and have to tell them, oh, you know, my grandma's sick or this or that. I want to be able to take that trip, and I want to be able to extend my trip without worrying about my bank account, without worrying about, what's waiting for me at home, and hoping that I can build an infrastructure where things are just kind of taken care of. But it's easier said than done. I'm not there yet, but that's happiness for me.
So what would you say is your top priority for your business in the next 3 to 6 months?
Yeah. So retail expansion is huge for us right now. So we just rolled out literally this week in the 4,600 Walmart stores. And then in January, we rolled out into 2,000 Rite Aids. And we are doing category reviews with all the other FDM retailers right now as well. So definitely for the next 3 to 6 months, even probably for the next all of 2024 is going to be retail expansion. You know, we're a primarily direct to consumer company, but you know, eventually you got to grow up.
For sure. So I've been in the CPG space for some time, and I know personally working with Walmart can be challenging. So can you talk a little bit more about what that process was like to make sure that your products were suitable to sell at Walmart?
For people who don't know, Walmart is probably the most challenging behemoth of a retailer to get into. And you can't make a lot of mistakes, because if you make too many mistakes, you're out real fast. So a lot of the challenges are logistics and supply chain. There's certain ways that they want you to pack these things to get to the store. There's certain ways you have to ship them to the store. And what you think that's the easy part, it's really not. We had to go and hire a whole third-party shipping service, because they're familiar with how the Walmart shipping works and all the logistics and the packing and everything. Not to say that our warehouse can't handle it right now, but they've never done it. And we don't know enough to train them on how to do it. So we're using people who do it for Coca-Cola, who do it for Pepsi, just so we know everything gets done properly. But logistics is definitely the tough part. The other tough part is just inventory management. As far as, you know, it depends on how many stores you're rolling out to, but we're pretty much going nationwide. So getting all that inventory ready, we were literally probably finished creating our product a week before we had to ship it out. So for anyone who thinks that, oh, inventory is not a big deal, it's not even if you have the money, it's about actually getting that product made. And can your manufacturers handle that kind of demand?
So from the time when you started talking to Walmart until now, when you guys just rolled it out, how long was that process for you?
Okay, I think we got into Walmart or like got the preliminary yes from Walmart back in last November. So now it's August now. So yeah, it's been almost a year. Usually you get about a year to prepare for that, but that's not even enough.
So in terms of, cause you mentioned it's going to be only a certain amount of retailers, is it like a geographic location that you're targeting, or how do they decide where it's going to go?
Yeah. So we're actually, we have the biggest category rollout ever. Usually they don't just put you into 4,600 stores. That's pretty much nationwide. So there was no real geographic locations that were even in going into Walmart, Puerto Rico. It's like we didn't really get a choice on these things. I probably would have hoped that we would roll out a lot smaller, test a couple regions before we went all nationwide. But it's one of those things where once they told us that, and as most founders are, you're like, okay, 4,600 stores, let's do it. And then when you find out what kind of task that is, how big of a task that is, you're like, all right, wait, I wish I didn't say I want to go to all 4,600 stores. Not that everybody gets that opportunity. I'm glad we did it. It was a challenge, but we didn't really get a choice on region.
So for you, it's like even going into the store and seeing your product on the shelf, like what is that? Like, how cool is that feeling for you just to be able to see that you work so hard and now it's like sitting at Walmart? Yeah.
So we just sent some of our girls here to our local Walmart because this is kind of the first week they're rolling it out. So they just sent us a bunch of photos and stuff. So it's definitely really, really cool because, you know, we were in Vitamin Shoppe and GNC and things like that, but I think the coolest part is when my mom gets to go to Walmart, where she, you know, frequently shops at, and gets to see my product and take a picture with it, because that's kind of like the cool thing about being in Walmart is, you know, all your friends and family will get to see you there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest piece of advice here you wishes knew before Ruben started his business?
It's one of those things where it's like, the first 6 months of when we started our business, we you know, made almost no money. We were probably breaking even. There were points where, you know, bills couldn't be paid and things couldn't. We were arguing amongst one another, like, oh, we should do it this way, or we should do it that way. But if it's, it really is a day and night thing, because as if you stay consistent and you do the same thing every single day, no matter what the results are, it's eventually going to work. And there was just this one day where I turned on my Shopify app and we had like 10x our sales. And ever since then, we just kept scaling. But for those first 6 months, it wasn't like that. So, but we didn't give up. We got frustrated. We definitely got frustrated, but you just got to keep going. You just got to keep grinding, because the worst thing you can do is stand still. You got to just keep moving, whether that's forward or backwards.
In those early days to get those sales, what were you doing to reach people?
Yeah, so this was the heyday of Facebook before iOS happened. So you could put $5 into Facebook and get $50 back. You can't do that anymore. So, but we relied a lot on paid media. It was one of those things where for the first 6 months, you're just acquiring customers. And that's really all you can do at that time, is that's the only way you could build your customer base. Our organic was never a big thing in the beginning. What really helped for us, and it's kind of a bittersweet thing because I know it wasn't great for everybody, but once COVID happened, the nutrition space kind of went through the roof. And we couldn't keep product in the warehouse. So I remember that 3 to 6 months when everybody was at home, I was sitting in my mom's basement, because I had gone home too. And I was sitting in my mom's basement and we were just slinging product. And she was looking, I had the Shopify sales on the TV and she'd be coming down with my lunch and she'd be looking at the sales and she's just like, what the hell's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And I was creating new products in the basement. I was on the phone with the R&D team. Our warehouse was completely shut down, but they had opened a little sector for us R&Ding and stuff like that. So we actually launched 3 products. I think I launched 3 products out of my mom's basement and 2 of them are still our best sellers. So it was, it's one of those things where you never know how life is going to go, but you take advantage of opportunities that come by.
Sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
Oh man, where do I expect them to go? I never expect anything, but what I hope to happen is we are completely dominating retail shelves. It's really scary because this is our first week in Walmart. Our first sales report has not come out yet. So that until that happens, we're never going to know. We're never going to be able to grasp how well we do in retail. Vitamin Shoppe and GNC, those are targeted buyers. But we're in Walmart now, and it's a very generic buyer. I don't know how it holds up against the generic brands that are on that shelf. I hope that we are dominating retail, and we're going to get in all these different FDM retailers and continue expansion. But you never know.
Yeah, that's exciting. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you or your brand, do you mind sharing the best way for somebody to get in contact with you or your website?
Just go to myobvi.com, myobvi.com. That's where our brand is.
Well, Anki, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you guys. Hopefully in 1 year we can chat as you guys keep growing and scaling.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.